Gimel Amud Aleph. Tanya Rebbe Yoima. Lo'ilom al yarba odom reyim b'soich b'esoi. A person, the problem is not the yarba reyim. He should not bring them all b'soich b'esoi. Shenemer ish reyim lehisraya. So Rashi says, lehisraya lehisraitzitz. Tanya Rebbe Yoima, al yimna odam apetropis b'soich b'esei. Also b'soich b'esei, the apetropis, the one machnis and moitzi nechosov, he should also not be memane, al yimana odam apetropis b'soich b'esei, shil molei loimina peitifa res Yosef, apetropis b'soich b'esei, loibo lo oisei dovo. Tanya Rebbe Yoima. So the whole Nisoyan of Yosef is because he was Memune B'Seich Beisek. Tanya Rebbe Yoima, Loma Nismecho Parshas Nozer LeParshas Soiter. Why is Parshas Nozer written next to Parshas Soiter? Loma Lecho. Shekol Horoye Soiter Bilkilkula Yazer Atzmoy Min Hayayin. That is the koyach of yayin, that yayin is machti, so therefore a person sees saita bit kulkula yazeratz min meyayin. Omar cheskye bereider av parnach, omar rab yechenin, loma nismecha parshas saita le parshas trumes o maisres. What is the smiches of parshas saita to parshas trumes o maisres? Loim lecha kol sheyesh loy trumes o maisres, ve'enoi noisnam lekoyim, soif nitzrach lekoyim ayidei ishtoi. If it does not give the trumas and maisres to the koyim, the end will be he'll have to come to the koyim because his wife will be a soite. Shenemer, as the ishas kadoshav lo yiyu, if he will hold his kadoshim, he will not give it to the koyim. V'samach lei ish ish kisiste ishtoi. The Rabbi Yonis and Eibshit says, what is the connection, what is the midah keneged midah, by not giving the trumas and maisres to the koyin, so the wife will become a soite. So Rabbi Yonis and Eibshit says as follows. We'll have in the Gemara soon, mamish the next memre, that a person who does not give trumas and maisres, he'll lose his money. And when a husband starts losing the money, so the wife is choishet him. There's a posik that says, roye zaynais ye'oved hoin. So if she sees all of a sudden he's losing the money, so mestame he's a roye zaynais. If he's a roye zaynais, then the fear of the mayim hama'orim goes off here, because it says that the baal has to be noki. If he's menuke miyavain, so then the mayim hama'orim works. But since he's not menuke miyavain, so she doesn't have to be better than him. So memele, that's the cause and effect. That's how the Abyenis and Aibshit says pshat. The Dubna Magid and Parshas Nosoi wants to say a different pshat, that what is pshat that he doesn't give trumas and maisras to the koyins. He says this only comes about because he doesn't realize to appreciate the koyin. He says the yidden who realized what the koyin did for them, sifsei koyin yishmerudas, v'teire yivak shemefiyu, they were the ma'bitzei teire, kli kapore, all the yeshuas came to Klal Yisrael through them. So if a person who realized this, he gave gladly and willingly the trumas ha-maisres to the koyin. This person, it seems all these inyanim did not register by him. So he saw no necessity in the koyin, so why should he have to support him? So the midah keneged midah was to show him that al-kaponim, even you'll have to come to the koyin. You also need the services of the koyin, through that his wife will become a soiter. The Ben Yehuda says pshat, that the meduber is not over here that he wants to be a geizel matnas aniyim, matnas kohune, but ain a nois namloi. He's holding it. He should go and deliver it to the kohen. When the kohen will come to him, then he'll give him the trumas and maisres, but he doesn't feel obligated to deliver it to the kohen. So Memelis is stayed by him, and the Kohen doesn't come to him. So the Shaila is, how do we make the connection? The Rabbein Shalom once thought that he should go and give it to the Kohen. So that's the only alternative, that he has to come to the Kohen already to bring his wife, so then he'll bring already the Trumas and Maisris also. V'loi oid el esoif shenitzrach lahem, he himself will be in need of Maisris. Shenemar v'ises kedoshov lo yiyu, he'll be in the need of Maiseroni. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Kol sheyesh lo trumis u maisris veinei noisnam lekoyin, soib shenitzrach lo yoide ishtoi, shenase soite. Hochi garsinin ve'ish es kedoshav lo yiyu, ve'somach lo ish ish ki sista ishtoi, uchsiv hevi ish es ishtoi. Ish es kedoshav lo yiyu, shema'akov kedoshav etzloi, ve'einoi noisnam lekoyhanim elavim. He doesn't give it. So the end will be Saiv Shenitzrach Lahem. Shenasa Oni will become an Oni Vitzorich Lekach Litel Meiser Oni. He'll have to take Meiser Oni. So it is very interesting, from the Droshes Chazal we see that Chazal call Meiser Oni Kodoshov, which is very Mechudishtik, even though Meiser Oni does not have any Kedusha whatsoever. Al Kaponim, we see that it is called Kadoshov. L'cheir, there's a shtikl raya, the Hamektover learns that that's pshat in the posik, Biyarti es ha-kodesh min abayis, and Parshas Kisovoi, so in the beer is, he gives away everything, the trumis and the maisris, kasati, l'levi, l'oni, l'ager, so it seems this all falls into the category of as a kodesh. That's what's mezumin to give to an oni, also has a shame kodesh, even though there's no isura yachila or any other type of kedusha, but it is called kodesh. And this we see from this Rashi. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzrok, vim nosnon soif mesasha. If he will give the matonais, so the end will be, he will become an oisha. Shenema isha sheyitain lakoyin lo yiyye. Lo yiyye momen harbe. Will be zeiche to have a lot of momen. The Dubna Magid and Parshas Nosoi is marech to explain this inyan. Why is there such a skula that if a person gives the matnes kohune, it will be zeiche to lo yiyye momen harbe. And the Chazal are now from the Pasuk, Ubechonuni no bezois, if you'll give the Maisres to the Kahanim and the Levim, Varikaisi lechem broche ad beli dai. The Gemara Darshan's, Ad sheyichlus if they say him loyma da. You'll get so much that you'll say it's enough, and fakert, you'll still be getting more. So, Meire dike broche, Varikaisi lechem broche ad beli dai, and this is beschus, giving the matonis to the Kahanim and the Levim. How do we understand the lomdis in this broche? So the Dubna Magid says, we find a very interesting halacha. We find that the Kahanim and the Levim were not zeiche to a nachle in Eretz Yisrael, and they're dependent on Klal Yisrael. So he asks, it's also difficult to understand. Why? What's them saying is indicted? I mean, they have to become the schnorrers and Klal Yisrael has to support them. Why can't they be self-supporting? He says, so what they say, because they're too busy doing the avodah, so he doesn't like that. So that's why the Eibishter to make them schnorrers. I mean, the Eibishter could have made that they should have received their panosin and oifen mechubit. Why did the Rebbein Shalom make it in such an oifen? So he says, Abayra de Kibir. He says, Chazal tell us, Koshin Mezeinoisov shall Odom Kikriyas Yamsov. He says, what is the similarity of Mezeinoisov shall Odom Kikriyas Yamsov? So he said, in Kriyas Yamsov, there were two problems. Problem number one, those Abayra de Kikitruk, the Sar Shal Mitzrayim, Halolo Oiv Devei Dezor, Halolo Oiv Devei Dezor, the Midas Adin is Mekatrik. It was a kitrug on Kriyas Yamsuf. The same kitrug is by Mizaynaisav Shalodom, even though there was already even after the Rosh Hashanah. He says there also was a Tnai Bishas Kriyas Yamsuf, Tnai Hisna Bishas Maisa Bereisha, there should be a Kriyas Yamsuf. From that thing there was a kitrug when it came to Maisa. So he says also, even though after the Rosh Hashanah and the person was nigzar panos, but succumbed to the ma'aseh, there's a kitrug. That's number one. Number two, he says there's a moiradik echilik between the anhog of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and the anhog of Abbas of Edom. He says Abbas of Edom has to make sure in advance that things should be taken care of. For example, if a person starts getting sick, he calls a doctor. Well, why do you call a doctor now? Wait until he's on the deathbed. No, that's not the time to wait. I mean, wait until the deathbed, it's too late. The refuahs of a Odom go gradually up iderech hatev, and you have to start now. The earlier you start, the better the chances are that it will be zeichet to refuah. Later, it might be too late. He says, this is by a boss of Odom. By the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, there's no such thing as too late, because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, when the time comes, he'll take care of it. There's no problem. He brings the Medrash. The Medrash says that when Paroi took Moshe Rabbeinu because he killed the Mitzri, so there was a Psadin, and they passed his Chayiv Misa, and the Malachi Yashoris tiny to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, what's going to be with Moshe Rabbeinu? Garnished, no problem. Later, when they were about to kill him, then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was a chayengemisht, and then his neck became hard. For the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, there was no necessity to stop it. Thought to be Yadin Torah, let him lose. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, when the time comes that the Yeshua has to come, then the Yeshua will come. It's not wichtig that it has to come before. And that is the anhog of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, b'chol inyonim. Gavucha, they bring for the Chazaynish, b'inyoni b'tochen, the Yeshua always comes the last minute, when b'zatochnish the Yeshua, that's when the Yeshua comes. Because the problem is you need the Yeshua, it will come. It has to come. So he says, that was by Kriyas Yamsuf also. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam said, no, Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should have made that the Yamsuf zech spalten, and the Yidin will go in. No, that wasn't to say. To say was Yidin daf narangin in the Yam. And they went into the Yam till Ad Chaitma. And then after was Ad Chaitma, they couldn't go for it. Then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam made a Kriyas Yamsuf. It's not necessary, to prepare it before. He says, in Yisoid, that's how the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives Mizaynus also. You have to have now Panosa for the next 10 years. For today, Dvar Yoyim, that was the mon. The mon was Dvar Yoyim B'Yoyimoy. That fakir, today you need tea. Today I say, ah, morgen? Tomorrow's another day. Misha Bora Yoyim, Bora Panososei. He says, that's the Seid of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He says, this is very difficult for Klal Yisoid. These two in Yonim. Number one, there's a Gevaldike Kitrug. And then it's very difficult to be the madrege. He says even in the middle of a yisiru, about koponim a yid should live in such a darge that it should be dvar yoyim b'yoyimay. It's not healthy for the nerves. I mean, it's very hard for a poshut yid to live in azad darge of kriyas yamsuf that yibor. Bor mayim ad nofesh, and then you'll get panos. But that's how the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is, that's to say that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives panos. So he says that there's a big problem for Klal Yisrael. So how, first tutmendo. So he gives a marshal. So he says there was once a father was going on a ship with his children, and they needed someone to cook. So there was one child that was able to cook. He knew how to cook. But the father knew the child is a merdike kaisen, that if some of the brothers will start chaplaining with him, say, they chapel with him, he won't cook for them. So the father, the problem, but he's the only one that knows how to cook, and he's very sensitive. So what do you do? So the father had an Iluya Shainfal. So when they bought all the things, so they bought tremendous pots. Bought tremendous pots, that's all what they bought. So Mamela, what was the mouth of the tremendous pot? So the Shaila was, he can't cook for himself in a tremendous pot. He has to fill up the pot for himself. So Mamela, he assured himself that lemaisa that everyone else will have to eat also. Phil will be sensitive, our kaponim for himself will have to fill up the pot. Sukta dubna magidazai. He says, for Klal Yisrael has a tremendous problem. Koshem is a noisov shol obam kikriya shamsa, but these two in yonim we mentioned before. The Kahanim really don't have this problem. The Kahanim, there's no kitrig on them, Yeremish Patech Yaakov, Avoid, Teire, they don't have this problem. The first problem, Geitzei Nishton. The second problem, also, they don't have this problem. So he says, if the Rabban Yisrael would give them an achle, so they'd have a wonderful time, a belay the Klal Yisrael would like. So the Rabban Yisrael said like this, that the only way Klal Yisrael, the Kahanim can have panose is through the Yisraelim. That means if the Yisraelim get 100, he'll get 10. So the Be'etzim, those who are zeicha for the panos are the Kahanim. They deserve the 10. The Yisraelim don't deserve the 100. But in order to make sure that the Kohen will have the 10, so maybe the Yisraelim get the 100. So that is pshat of, so the Avrei Kaiselchem Barocha Ad Beli Dai. The Yisrael Tain is, it's enough for me, Abba Shaita, it wasn't given for you. There's more Kahanim that needed. So Lameisa, that's why it's given Ad Beli Dai, that the Yisrael should have enough to assure that the Kahanim should get. So that is pshat in this Gemara. Ashe yitain la koyin lo yiyeh momen harbe. Oma rabune ba brechye mishum rab lozer akapo. Kol ha mishatev shem shamayim bitzaroi koiflu loy panasose. A person who's mishatev shem shamayim, will see exactly what this means in a minute, but he's mishatev shem shamayim bitzaroi, so he gets double panasa. Shenema, so the Gemara brings a posik in Iyiv. Bahoyo shakai bitzorecho. If the Rabbein, and that's how the Gemara darshins, if the Rabbein Shom will be together with your tzore, the kesef toyofa isloch, so the money will double. Toyof is a loshen kefil. It's bent over, it's doubled over. The kesef toyofa isloch. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeini omar panososei meyefefes loiketzipo. The office is a loshen, it will fly to you, it will be nimtza to you. The Ben Yodah says, afilopi derech nes, shenemer vekesef te office loch, it's a loshen of a fife of flying. Now, what does Rashi say, what does this mean, amishatev shem shamayim bitzaret? So Rashi says, shemevorech al horo dayin hemes. When a ro occurs, he's mishatev shem shemaim, he says dayin emes. Iname shemevakesh rachmim melefonov. Or he's mispalo to the rabbi. When he has a tzar, he has a tzore, he's mispalo to the rabbi nishalayim. So what is the mide keneged mide? What is pshat over here? So I saw the Goyin says a little and I wanted to be marchiv. In these two in Yonim, Shemevorech al horo dayin emes, is Meshatev Shem Shamayim Betzaroi. That means, when he has a tzore, he realizes that the tzore is from the Rebbe Nishlam. He says, Boruch dayin emes. That means that the tzore came, it wasn't a mikre, the tzore came through the Rebbe Nishlam. That is his hakore, that is his hakore, that it was an oynish min ha-shamayim. Or inami shemevakish rachmim melefonov. Also the same thing. He realizes that the Rabbein Shlom was the siba of the tzore, and therefore he's mispalel to the Rabbein Shlom that the tzore should go away. Again, he shows from his actions and his anhogis that he's mamin that the Rabbein Shlom brought on the tzore, and it's emes, dayin ha-emes, and he's mispalo to the Rabbein Yishlom that the tzore should stop. It is bakant, the Rambam says in Hilchis Tainis, Perik Aleph Halacha Beis, the Rambam says as follows, Bizman shetovei tzore, when the tzore comes, v'yizaku aleho, and one is mispalo, yeidu ha-koil, Shebiglal Maiseyim Horoim Hurolehen. He says, this anhoge to be mispalo on a tzore, so then we realize that verkehrt, because of the Maisem Aroim, the Tzore came, V'zehu sheyigroim lohosir ha-tzore me'aleim. And this will bring about that the Tzore will go. That is the way one is zoiche, that a Tzore should leave him. By Yizaku and doing tshuva. Zamer deke Rashi in Shir Hashirim. Rashi says on the posik, Harini es marayich. So Rashi says, Lemi at poine be'eis Tzore. That is the mare of a yid. That the eis tzara, who does he turn to? Who is he mishtado? He turns to the Rabbi Nishleil. And that brings about the sof of the tzara. The Rambam says, Avol im lo yizaku, elo yoimru dovo zemi min hogei ha'oilam iralonu, v'tzara zu nikreis. He says, he has a different explanation of the tzara, why the tzara came. The tzore came out mikre. So the Rambam says, V'toisef ha-tzore, tzore is acheirais. This will, the tzore will not stop over here. The tzore will continue. That is pshan de teicheche, v'alachtem imi bekeri. You'll say it is coincidental. V'alachti gam ani bachmas keri. So, bekitzer, the only way to assure that a tzore should stop, so the Rambam says, is one should be zoye, can be mispalo, and not be toile b'mikre. Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, ki es asher yehav Hashem yechiyach v'cho'oves ben yirtze. So the Goyin explains that the teichoche comes to es asher yehav, but after when the tzore leaves, the Rabbeinu Shlom is meratze the person who received the tzora. And perhaps to understand this a little better, the Dubna Magid in Parshas Noach says as follows, Midas HaKodesh Boruch Hu K'shehu Manish L'Odom, when a person received an oinish, V'yoyer Olof Chamosoi, and he felt the brunt of the chema of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Achar Kach K'sheshov Apoi Mimenu, afterwards, when the kas ends and the midas hadin ends, marve v'koifel olav rachmim v'chasodim. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then he was punished, he received the punishment. Now the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is meratzim with a keifel of rachmim and chasodim. That is the anhoga of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And Faketi says, by Iyuv, you see, afterwards, after the onshim, he had much greater brachas than he had before, and that is the seder of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That the one who suffered the einish is lamaisa, afterwards he gets a shefa of brocha. Perhaps this is not the oimek kavonas haRamban, but this could be pshat. The Ramban asks Akasha that why is it in Parshas Bamidbar, the Ramban asks Akasha, why is it that when they started counting Klal Yisrael and they counted Shevet Levi, so Shevet Levi, even they started counting Miben Chodesh Lamailo, Shevet Levi had less than half of the smaller Shevet, and here we start counting Miben Chodesh and therefore Miben Esrim. So the Ramban says at Teretz that it was, the pasuk says, Kasha Yan Oisa Ken Yifre Veken Yifroitz, that the broche was totally in the inui, that the Rabbeinu Shlom says, Pen Yirbe, Ken Yirbe. So, Faker, that what the Mitzriyim were mishtadl to be ma'ane klal Yisrael, the Rabbeinu Shlom Faket was mesave that this would be a sibe of ribui. So since the Leviim were not in the inui, so therefore they weren't in the ribui. That means that's what the Ramban says. But could be according to this Dubna Magid, that could be, there's a tifere kabone. Faket, those who suffered the inui, those who it seems they suffered the einish of Golis, so Emela, when the Golis ends, so they have the Akasha, they get the Ritzi, they get the Nechome, and that is Pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Kol ha-mishatev shem shemayim b'tzaroi." So that is the oifen of being mesalik the tzar. By one is toila everything l'shem shemayim. There's a brocha on the tzar. There's a tvila to be mesalik the tzar. It is not a mikre. So therefore, the end will be kaifun loy palna sosay to be meratzehim on the tzar that he had suffered. That's how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. There's a Meir Dike Nefesh HaChayim that says a different pshat in the Gemara. Nefesh HaChayim is Meirer, very Hoiche in Yonim, and he asks Akashe. He asks, what is pshat in Tfilin? Ki be'emes yiflo, Eich shayech levakesh lischanin klal lefonav yizborach shemoy lehosa me'olov tzaroi v'yisurov. What is pshat that a person is mispalol that the tzar should go off, the yisurim should go off? And he gives a marshal. A person will go to a doctor and the doctor tells him it's very serious. He has to take very bit of medicine, so he has to amputate an aver. So he'll tell the doctor, please don't do it to me. He says, not only doesn't he say please, but he gives him money for all the refus he can give him. So what is pshat that one is mispalel that the Rebbein Shalom should take off the yisurim? Haloi heimo retiyo v'samed dechaye lechapar aveinoiso en yisurim b'loi ovein. Fakir, the yisurim is, this is the yeshua. This is the choyli. Haguf is mesalik the chayli hanefesh, and fakert, this is mechaper, so what is he mispalo that the yisurim should go away? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, be'etzem, the tefillah for a kaponim, for an odom godol, the tefillah, it is a different kavon in the tefillah. Omnam tachlis ha-kavonet tzricha shetiyah rak tzorech gavoyah. The tefillah should be not for zich, nor for kvoid Hashem. Ki b'mokim sheyesh chilul shmo yizborach, when there's chilul Hashem, k'moy k'goin tzoras klal Yisrael, when klal Yisrael is b'tzar, it's a chilul of kvoid shemayim. M'chiyovim levakesh v'lishpoich siach lefonav yizborach shmo yizborach chilul shmo yizborach. That fakert matzev should not exist not because of us, because of the chilul of kvoid shemayim. That is when a rabbim is bitzar. V'gam ha-yochid al tzaroi, if a yochid is bitzar, and afilu we will assume there's no chilul Hashem bedovo, there's also an inyan to be mispala l'man shemoy. What is l'man shemoy? Al goydol ha-tzar shel mailo bizman she'odom shori b'tzar lamata. He says, we don't realize when a yid is b'tzar, the gewaldike tzar that there is lamailo. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, bizman she'odom mitztayer, we're speaking about a roshe, bizman she'odom mitztayer shchina ma'aloshen emeres kolani miroishi kolani mizroi. That is pshat imay anoichi b'tzoro. And the Medrash says, kol Yeshua shaboli Yisrael hi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shnema imay anoichi b'tzoro oichem asbiyeyu va'areyu b'shuosi. When a Yeshua comes b'yeshuaseinu enksiv kan elo b'shuosi ki Yeshuascha hi Yeshuaseinu. Is memele, that's one tzar that the Rabbein Shlalom has. That when a yid is b'tzar, afilu aroshe is imo yanoichi b'tzor. So the tefillah should be not als my tzar, but that what I am b'tzar, the Rabbein Shlalom is b'tzar. Avdostof me mispalzan. Vus at the Rabbein Shlalom gilitin that the Rabbein Shlalom should be b'tzar, imo yanoichi b'tzor. So he says, ulachein omru razal, kol ha-mishatev shem shamayim b'tzaroi, koiflun loy parnasosoi. So what is pshat in our Gemara? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says as follows, v'ha-inyin. He says, be'etzem, there is a double tzar that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has.
כי מלבד זה הצער שנעשה למיילו, כשמקבל אינשוי ביסורים רחמונו וצלון, besides that צער, that the imay anoichi bitzara, that when the person is bitzar, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is also bitzar, but there's another tzar. Ein aroich v'dimyin klal ze hatzar shel maila neged oitzem hatzar shegoram lemaila be'eis asoysoy ha'ovin rachmano l'tzlan. When the person did an avere, which the avere is the cause to bring about this yisurim, he says, we don't have a musig, the tzar, that he was goyim lamailo. So he brings a meiridik a moshel. He says, a moshel that a father had a son, and the son is standing on the, on a high mokim, and the son is shikya, and the son is, as he's standing there, and he's on the roof, and he's waving to his father, and as in the tat is etam dot shema shamayim, and all of a sudden, he falls down. He falls down. And he says, imagine the tzar that the father has. He falls down. Achmon and Islam, the Ivorim are broken. Everything. Who knows if he's still alive? Finally, they get doctors to be able to put him together. They put him together. And Benkach, the Shikris leaves the son. And now he's in Shreklich pain. He's all bandaged up and in a cast and thus. And it's the Zum fangt on veinen. He says, the father sympathizes with this tzar also, but al kaponim there's no erech, to now that he's bandaged and he can be put together, so al kaponim there's hopes for a Yeshua. Before the tzar the father had before, b'shas and nefila, there's ein erech to the tzar that the father had then, that the father has now. So he says, when a person does an ovein, so that yiride, that nefila, that the person had, that's geirim amir di ketzar, lemailo. When the Yeshua comes, the Yeshua is fakert, the Yesurim are the kaporis ha'ovein. So that also, that's what the Mishnah says, bizman sh'odam etztayr, shchinem alosh ne'meres kolani meroishi kolani mizroi. But that tzar is not as great as the first tzar. So Memele, he says, Kol ha-mishatev shem shamayim b'tzari. When a person finds himself b'tzar, and he doesn't think about his tzar, he begins to realize the tzar that he was goyrim l'maylo. And he begins to realize about the double tzar that he was goyrim l'maylo. The tzar b'shas ta'asiyas ha'ovein, and the tzar that the oynish ha'ovein is goyrim now, the imay anechi betzore. Lochein, kshekol tachles tfilis ha'odem lefonav yisbor shemay lohosel mi'olav tzari rak ala tzar shal maylo ha'mishtatef imay betzaroi, and lemaise he is mispalo on both the tzar that he was goyrim lemaylo, is some mele oz ayisurim mistalke meyola. That's number one. V'loi oid ala shemoidim loy kemidosai v'koifim loy parnososai neged habeiz minei tzar shegorim lamaylo v'ato mischareit al shneim is doinais mishapim loy lezochia. So that's how Rabbi Chaim V'loshe wants to say pshat in the Gemara. So by being mispalo with such ashkofe, that is panasosoi becomes kfula. Zok the Gemara weiter. Amar Rabbi Yashir, kol amarapa atzmoi midivrei teire. If a person learns divrei teire with rifyain, ein by koyach lamoid b'yayim tzore. So memeila b'yayim tzore will not have the koyach, the schus ha-teire to be megen. Shenema hisra peiso, you will merapa yourself from divrei teire, the yoyim tzore tzor koichacho. Omar Rav Ami bar Masna mo Shmuel, noav davkan divrei teire, vafilu mitzvah achas, shenema hisra peiso mikol moke. And the rif yoyim brings tzor koichacho. Rashi, בצורך או בצורסך תאי אפויס לושן כפילו, כי זה מתגמינו וחפלתו וסויף. Yisrapeisa midivrei teira b'yoyim tzora tzor koichacha. Afilo mitzvah achas im nisrapa mimenu k'shebo liyodoi v'loi chosh lehis aseik bo is tzor koichoi sol bi tzor koichi. Yisrapeisa mikomo kim af b'mitzvah achas mashmi. Now the Gemara brings a maise. Omar Rav Ami bar Masna Omar Shmuel. Omar Rav Safra. Rabbi Boy have a mishtoi, Rabbi Boy related. Kshe Yorav Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Legoyla. When Chanina, the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, went into Golis, Hoye Ma'aber Shonim v'Koyveya Chodoshim b'chutzu l'oretz. Shogru Achrov Shnei Talmidei Chachomim. So the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael sent him two Talmidei Chachomim, Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, Uben Benoi Shal Zachariah ben Kvutal. Kiven Shalro he saw them, Chanine, Omar Lehem, Loma Bosa. What was the reason for your coming to Chutz Loretz? Omrulei, Lilmei Teira Bonu. Oh, we came to learn from you. Oh, he liked that. Hichriz Aleihem, Anoshim halolu gdeilei hadeirei. And see, they know who to come to learn from. So the male that alone is not hagadlus gdeilei hadeirei. Vaviseim, and he told over the yichus, vaviseim shimshu beveis hamigdosh. Then miyuchosim also. Koise sheshoninu zachariye ben kvutal oimer harbe poomim korisi lefonov beseifer doniel. The Mishnah Yuma says that zachariye ben kvutal used to lay before the kohen gadol Daniel to keep him up at night. No, they started learning. Hischel hu metame, v'heim metarim. Hu oiser, v'heim matirim. So these weren't the Talmidim that he thought he was getting. The soiser, what he's saying. Hichiz aleihem, anoshim halolu, shel shovheim, shel toyuheim. It's Mamela Mazonish reckoning with them. Omruloi, they told him it's too late now. Kva Boniso vi ata yochalister, kva godarto vi ata yochalifoids. Omalahem, mitneima ani metame vaatem metaharim, ani oiser vaatem matirim. Omruloi, mitneisha ata ma'aber shonim vekeveya chadoshim bechutzlorets. So we want to show that all the halachas you are doing is not a scalp. Omar lahen, v'loi akiva ben yosef ma'aber shonim v'keveya chadoshim b'chutz loretz. He was also ma'aber shonim v'keveya chadoshim. Omru loi, hanach rabbi kiva shleiniach kamoisai be'eretz Yisrael. Rabbi kiva was different. There was no one equivalent to rabbi kiva in eretz Yisrael. He was the gadol hador. So Mamela, so therefore the tafkid of Ibur Shonim v'chadoshim rested on his shoulders. Omalahem Afanila Hinachti Kamoisi Beretz Yisrael. When I left Eretz Yisrael, I also was the Godol Hador. There wasn't someone equivalent to me. Omruloi, that could be true when you left, but Gidim Shehinachto Nasu Tiyoshim Bali Kanaim. But those who you left grew up. And Lamaisin now al koponim, there are those in Eretz Yisrael who are equivalent to you. So Memele, you do not have the heter that Rabbi Kiva had. It's not the same story. V'heim shagrunu atzlecho, and they sent us to you. V'chein omru lonu, l'chu v'omru loy bishmeinu. Eises digdeile Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Told us that we shluch him, tell him in our name. Im shemeya mutev. If he will listen, so it's no problem. Vim lav yehei ben nidui, so they were putting him in nidui. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, ma'abr shonim, usnan e ma'abrim es ha-shonim ele bi-Yehude. Tachsiv l'shichna y-sidrishu, Kol drishoi sha'ata doiresh lo yehei elo b'shichnoi shel mokeim perkama de Sanhedrin. Hey sister, he was doing the wrong thing. That the drishois of the Ibur Shonim Chadoshim have to be b'shichnoi shel mokeim. in Eretz Yisrael, shogru achov limchais biyodai. Kvar bo nisa shigdalto shmeinu loy megdoi lehaderheim, lo yakive ben Yosef osa kain, desnam bi yevomis omar rabikive kshirati lenardo, la'abur shonim beperik basra ishi sholach bailo vetzoroso, so he was ma'abur shonim. Forget, that's what he time. Vimlav yehi benidui, and if he doesn't listen, ve'imru la'achenu shebegoyla, and tell Achenu Shebegoyla that they shouldn't listen to Hanine. Im Shaimim Mutav. If they listen to you is good, so finish. So we solve the problem. Im Lav. But if they're stubborn, they want to continue such an anhoge, to continue being Ma'abo Shonu V'chadoshim Achutz Loretz. So then, Yale Lahar Achir Yivne Mizbeach. So then they should be in Gansen upgerissen from Klal Yisrael. Achia was one of the Rosh of the Bnei Agoyla. Let Achia build a Mizbeach. Chananya Yenagin Bechinoer. Let make a different religion. V'chapru kulam v'yoymru einlam chelek b'lekei Yisrael. Al Kaponim. Then Beismedoch, so we know who you are, and fakert. Miyad go kol ha'om bebchiyah v'omru chas v'sholem yesh lanu chelek b'lekei Yisrael. V'chol kach lomo mishum shenema ki mitziyin teitzei seiro dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. That the achros ha'teire has to come from tziyin, not from chutz loretz. Let us see Rashi. V'omru l'achenu shebegoyle shleyishmu loy yalu lahar la'echot ahorim, lisnaig b'chukai sa'amim, livnei zbomis. Achi o yivne mizbeach, odem godl hoye, v'roi shel vnei agoyla. Chananye, hu, Chananye, ben achi Rabbi Yeshua, yinagim b'chino lefnei abome. Why did he give him this post? Lefi shachananye levi hoye, kedisnam b'meseches erchim, Maise b'Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananye, she'olach l'sayes Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgodo, ba'gofes loses. Amalei chazer boch, sh'ata min ha'mishayrerim, v'ani min ha'shayorim. Al Kaponim says, see, he was a lady. There's a problem that the Marshoa asks, Betzim Taisus HaKasher. It seems that the end of the sugya, the taina they had against Chananya was that ki mitziyin teitzei soira dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So the Torah has to come out from tziyin. In Be'emison, the Mefarshim explain. So this we understood. Rabbi Kiva was fakert. If there's G'dayli Hadair and Eretz Yisrael, which are equivalent to the G'dayli Hadair and Chutz La'aretz, and the Zinkemitziyin Teitzei Seire. Habekive Shloi Haniach Kamoisai Be'eretz Yisrael, so then Fakert the Teires and Chutz La'aretz. And then we understand the whole Inyan. But Rashi, in the beginning of the Sugya, Rashi brings down a different time. Rashi brings down a Gemara, L'shichnai sidrishu kol drishish ata dairish layu elo b'shichnai shal moke. It's a new drosha. So number one, we have to know that the Shita Mekubetzes brings down, so according to this drosha, what pshat Rabbi Kiva? This is a new din of L'shichnai sidrishu. Taisus asks, why do you need two droshas? Kimitzin teitzei soire. But that's a shtickle problem over here. Here Rashi brings L'shichnei Sidrishu, and here the Gemara brings Kimitziyin Teitzei Seire. The Gram Horovitz wants to say that Be'emison, the Iker Droshe, is L'shichnei Sidrishu. He wants to say this is Pshat and Rashi. That the Drishes, which are necessary to be done in order to decide if there's Ibur Shonim, Ibur Chadoshim, that is to be B'shichnoi Shel Moke. That's the Ikar Drosh. Now it seems there was a machloikis if that is Pshat in the Posik or not. So Memele, In this they told him, Ki mitziya in teitzei seira dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. How to learn pshat and posik. The Ki mitziya in teitzei seira, number one, is a posik in the Divrei Kabbalah. Number two, itayin is Ki mitziya in teitzei seira dvar, b'chal is not a posik speaking about Ibur Shonim v'chadoshim. Now, Ki mitziya in teitzei seira, this is what they wanted to prove to him. They wanted to prove to him, if we have a machloikis, how to learn pshat and posik l'shichnei sidrashu. If it is a miyut an chutz loretz, or if it's not a miyut an chutz loretz, so memela we are more qualified, because the hachro l'foresh teire, that's kimitzi and teitzei seire, if al kaponim, we are equal to you. If shavim kamoisoi, so memela we equal to you, so therefore, the yisayt ha-miyut is mishichnei sidrashu bos l'shomen. Kimitzin is only to be machia that they know how to darshan the posik. The Gemara says further as follows: Bishloime hu metayel v'heim metamin. If it would have been the other way around, hu metayel v'heim metamin l'chumre, so they could be machmel. Elohu metame v'heim metarin heiche havi v'san yechocham shetime ein chavere reshoi letayer osan chavere reshoi lahater. Kasovri ki heiche deloi nigreru basre. The Goyin explains that what he was metame and they were metayer is not pshat that they said a falsha haloche. Be'etzem there was a svore letayer. And according to the, he was metame, he was machmer. He wasn't able to be machria. Chocham shetime ein chavere reshoi letayer. This is als kovid achocham. So that the Gemara says, but here this did not apply because ki heiched lo nigru basrei. So this halacha of kvoit achocham did not apply. Tano rabono, shenichnesu rabbeisenu lekerem biyavne. Hoyu shom Rab Yehuda ve Rab Yosi, Rab Nechemye, Rab Elezer, Benoi shel Rab Yosi Aglili. These were the Gedoyle Yisrael, and they came to Yavne. Poschu kulam bechvoid achsanye bedorshu. Posach, the people of Yavne, that means there was no, the people of Yavne were the machnise oichim, bechvoid achsanye, let's see what Rashi says. The kerem al shem shahoyu yoishmim shureis shureis ke kerem zena tua shureis shureis. So male, that was the kerem biyavne. Bekvoidach sanye, machnisei oichim bebatim. The people came, there was a drosha, so the balabatim and the others from Yavne came, and they gave a drosha bekvoidach sanye of Yavne. Posach ab Yehuda roish hamedabrim bechol mokem. Roisha medabrim, so Rashi says, Mesecha Shabbos meforishlo b'mamem adlikin, why he was the Roisha medabrim. The Gemara says in Shabbos, because they were speaking together about the Roimiyim, if they were good, if they weren't good, and Rabbi Yehuda was the one that praised the Roimiyim, what they did, they built many mechatzois and azoivaita. The Raimim heard about it, so they said that whenever there's an asifa, he should be the Roish HaMedabrim. That's the emes of pshat. The Velt says, Aveltel, that why was he the Roish HaMedabrim? Because Rabbi Yehuda spoke very bekitzer. Rabbi Yehuda Emer the Tzach Adash Bachav. So people love to hear a medaber that is not marich. Others say pshat chochmas beikvesid the meshiche chochmas chachomim tisrach is a lotion that will go overboard. They'll be speaking too long. People do not appreciate it. So this was al kaponim was the roish hamedabrim. Okay, bechovei da toire v'dorash u'moyshe yikach esa oyel v'notoloi michutz lamachne. Moshe Rabbeinu took the oil michutz lamachne after the chayta eigel v'loi dvorim kal v'chomer. Uma oren Hashem. Others say it's the oil, not the oren. Shloiho yeme ruchok el shneim osor mil. Omra toire, bohoyo kol mevakesh Hashem yeitze el oyel moyit. It's a person who wanted to go and learn halachis, so the chuke to go is called a mevakesh Hashem. Talmidei Chachomim Shahilchim Meir Leir Umi Medina Limdina Lilmei Teire Al Achas Kamo Vekame. The Ziche called Mevakshe Yashem. The Smiches Chachomim says, so it's like very modern of the Gemara. The Gemara started off by saying that he was Beirish Bechvei Dachsanye, and he started Bechvei Dachteire. The drosh was Bechvei Dachteire, how did the Bechvei Dachsanye come in? So the Smiches Chachomim says that really these Tanoim were G'doylei Hadoyer. They did not come lilmoid teire. They came lalamoid, not lilmoid. But the drasha was they came lilmoid. That means they came to Yavne lilmoid from Chachme Yavne. That's how they put it. No, so we're mevakshei Hashem, but we're coming to learn from Chachme Yavne. So that was the kvoid achsanye, that they were machshiv, the chachomim of Yavne, and they're a bechina of talmidim that are coming to learn from them. Dibar Hashem al Moshe ponim al ponim. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu la Moshe. Moshe ani va ato nazbir ponim bahaloche. We'll be masbir ponim, we'll masbir the halochis. That wasn't a riyas ponim al ponim, it was hasboras ponim. Ike da amri kach Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu la Moshe. Kishem shani hisbarti lecho ponim. The way I learned with you, I learned with you without kas. Kach ato hasbel ponim li Yisrael. When you're giving it over to Klal Yisrael, it also has to be the same oifen ponim el ponim, not with a ponim shel kas. So therefore, v'harzir ho'oyulim koimai. You should not go out of the machne, bring back the oyulim koimai. Vishuvelamachne, return with the oil to the machne. Omar Avobo, Omle Kodish Bochul Moshe, Fakert, it can't be such an matzav. Achshav Yoimru, Harav Bekas, Vitalmid Bekas, Yisrael Matei Aleim. That means that I'm in Kas on Klal Yisrael, and you'll be in Kas on them, das teig doch nicht. So Mamela, you have to go back and you shouldn't be in Kas on them. You should, so the ponim, el ponim, the Poshim say goes on, the anhoge, the Dibe Hashem al Moshe, ponim, el ponim, means that just like I'm learning with you with a ponim, shel rachmim, you should learn with them also with a ponim, shel rachmim, and forget about the Kas. Im atom mazroi lalim kaimai mutif. If you'll do this, it's good. Im lav Yeshua benun talmidecho mishoris tachtecho. So he'll take over. V'haynu d'chsiv v'shove la machne lo yomus mitecho usi amarov afo pike lo yotza dovo lo batolo shnema mishosa Yeshua benun nar lo yomish mitech ho'oyo. Let us see what Rashi says. Shneim osu mil sholish parsois machne Yisrael mi beise yeshimis adeval ashitim plus a parsi. Omra teire, kloima kora yakosuv mevakesh Hashem. Kshem shani hisbarti lecho ponim, kach ato hasber ponim, behainu dechsiv ponim befonim. Harav bekas aleim, mishumaisu ha'egol. V'talmid bekas, v'gam ato mar aleim kas, שהרחקתו אוי הולכו ממחנה, so ממילא זה זה, אם אתה מחזר אוי למקוי מגרסין is good, והיינו דחסיב ושוב אל המחנה, הושב האוי למחנה, return the oil to the מחנה, ואם לאו, if you won't do that, משל סך, ישוע בנו נער, לא יומוש מתייכו, if you won't be shav, so then he'll be in your place. He'll become the money. Afal pi sheishivoy laachash nisratze, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yislovukam ha-mishkin, lo yotze dovel lo baltole, and lamaise, and therefore he was zeichet to be a mamal amokim. Lo yomish mitoichoyo. Vo'oi posach Rab Yehude bekvoid ha-toyre. The Dorash Haskeis Ushma Yisrael Hayoim Hazeh Niyeso Lo'om. This was said after Arboim Shana Bamidbar. So the Gemara asks for Oisei Hayoim Nitna Torah LeYisrael, Lei Oisei Yoim Soif Arboim Shana Hoya, Ala Lalamdecha Shechaviva Torah Alamdeha B'chol Yoim V'Yoim Hayoim Azeh Niyesa La'om. So Torah is Choviv B'chol Yoim V'Yoim Ki Yoim Shenitna Mehar Sinai. There's a Chvivis of Ischachus by Torah. Omar Rav Tanchum bereid Rav Chiye ish kva aku teida shrei odom kere kriyish ma shachis va arvis ve'erav echod einei kere doime kemish leikora kriyish ma me'oilom. The Marshos is leikora kriyish ma she'oilom because the Pasuk says voy yod vama shneich mitzavcha hayoim, that kol yoim it should be like a new kriye. If a person skips over a night because he felt he learned it by day, so mamela, so he never learned Krishma visadav kalendva. Haskeis asu kitois kitois veisku betoire. Case is a loshen kitois. The goin says by chaburais, has is a loshen being quiet because he says one speaks and the others are quiet. Asu kitois kitois veisku betoire. Visheina teire niknes ella bechabure. Kedabyesi berabchanine, doma rabyesi berabchanine, maider siv. Cherev el habadim venoyaloi, cherev al seineim, shaltamide chachomim, sheyeshvim bad bebad, voiskim beteire. Cherev, so the Mephoshim say this goes on the cherev of Esav. That it says hakul, that's what the smichas chachomim says. Ha-keil, keil, yakev, then dein yadayim yaday esav. If there's two keilis, if there's more than yechidim, it's not a yochid, it's ha-keil, keil, yakev, then there's ein yadayim shoday esav shoylet. But if it's oiskim sheyeshvim bad bebad vaiskim beteire, so one doesn't have the protection from the yaday esav. That's cherev al abadim. Those who are yeshvim bad bebad. Another oynish, or another peronius is shemetapshim. Ksiv hoche, b'noi aloi, ksiv hosom, asher noi alnu. The Maral wants to explain why is it that if the oiskim bad bebad the metapshim, so the Maral says as follows, because Teire, he says, is a seichel hanivdal. In order to be masik Teire, which is a seichel hanivdal, a seichel that is not mekusher to an odom, to a chumri, so a person, mitzad atzma, he has difficulties to understand Teire, because his seichel is mekusher to his goof. So since his seichel is mekusher to his goof, so therefore his seichel cannot be masik teire, which is a seichel hanivdal. But if he's learning with someone else, so yenim seichel is not his seichel. So he can be masik teire through yenim seichel. So therefore, that's the only way one can be masik teire. If he tries to understand something that he cannot be masik, that is beyond his capabilities, he tries to understand it. So since it is beyond his capabilities, so he's going to go the other way around. If he can't be masik it, that's v'shat elo metapshim. Fekert by being oisik b'teire, by being oisik b'teire alone, so not only is he not masik the teire, but the maskonis and the hachlotis he comes to, That's tipshis, because it's not das teire. That's ksiv hoche v'noi aloi, ich ksiv hosam asher noi alnu. V'loi oid elo sher choytem, shenema v'asher chotonu. Others say the sibah of the chet is, it says, kol ha-mezakes ha-rabim ein chet bol yodis. So if there's chaburais, so mele we have here zikri ha-rabim. But if it is, each one is for himself, so then we don't have the shmire for mezakimis rabbi. Iboi yiseima mehoche ne'alu sorei tzoyim. Davarache, a different pshat. Haskein u'shema Yisrael. Kitzitzu atzmeichem al divrei teire. This is the oifen, how to learn teire to Yegir, because the Omer Reish Lakish, the Omer Reish Lakish, Meinayin she'ein divrei teire miskaimen ala b'mishe meimis atzma yoleo. Other says meimis atzma means his meimis, his atzmi is. She'nemar zeis ha'teire odom ki yomus boil. Dover acher, haskeis u'shma Yisrael, has v'acharkach kateis. The pasuk is telling us the oifen halimut. First, has va'achakach kateis. Kidderov will see Rashi in a minute. The Omar Rove la'olam yilmeid adam teire va'achakach yege. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, has keis asu kiteis. Dorish has kemoi asu. That's Rashi learns. Kitsu asmeichem v'dorshinami has kemoi asu. Asay. Asu atzmeichem ksusim lihitztayer al divrei teire. Zois ha-teire heichon metzuye ba-odom she-yomus ba-olei teire. Has v'achar kach kateis. She-soik, has is a loshen stike, k'moi v'yayis kolei. She-soik v'hazein l'shmu oscho atehei she-tehei shkura be-picho. V'afal pi she-eina mi-yushebis loch. That means a person should first chazer in himself the yediyas ha-teire. He doesn't understand the cheshbon, he doesn't understand the lomdis, but al kaponim, forget about, put away the kashas. First, the teire should be shkura beficha. V'av apishenim yishevislach, v'achar kach, after when you know all the facts, then katseno, then you can take it apart, That's what he said in the pasuk. That's what Rava said. La'olam yilmeid adam teire va'achar kach yege. First, a person should chazarain the girse, and then he should be ma'ayin. If the whole thing is not complete with him, before lig, that's the ligreis v'hoda lishne. The Goyin says that that's pshat in the Mishnah Novos, im ein kemach, in teire, v'im teire, in kemach. So the Goyin says teire means yediyas ha-teire, and kemach means the ksise, that what one grinds it up and tries to understand each chelik together of ksise, that you chew it up together, you're able to digest it, to understand it. So, be'etzem, one needs both. You need the yediyas im ein teire ein kemach. If one does not have yediyas a teire, the Goyin says, so what is he making kemach from? He has no schoire to make kemach from the immediate yediyas that he has. Im ein kemach ein teire, to blibe with the teire without the kemach, that's also not an etzem. But to say there is, Yilmeid adam teire v'acha kach yege. The seder is first the teire and then kemach. Omri devei rabyane. May dechsiv ki mitz cholov yoytzi chemo u mitz af yoytzi dam u mitz apayim yoytzi riv. So what is pshat in this posik? So the Gemara says as follows. B'mi ato moytzi chemo shel teire. The mufchal shebetoire, b'mi shemeki cholov sheyonak mishtei imoy oleho. A person who is mevater on his tzorche gashmi, he throws away the madanim that he had. As it says in Tonu Devel, yo, achata mispalo sheichnesu teire b'seich me'echo, tispalo sheichnesu madanim b'seich me'echo. So if a person is muchon, to be making cholov sheyonak mishtei imoy, this is the first madanim that he had, that person will be zeiche te chemo shel teire. So, ki mitz cholov yoitzi, that means, the cholov that he was moitzitz, biyankusoi, is, if he'll do that, he'll be zeiche to chemo, he'll be zeiche to the chemo of teire. U mitz av yoitzi dam, what's mitzav yoytzi dam? Kol talmid shekoyis olav raboi tam rishoino v'shoisik is zoicha lahavchim bedam tomei ledam toya. So the af is going on the af of the rabbi. Umitzapayim, what if the rabbi is koyis all of more than one? There is a double af. Yoitzei rif, kol talmud shekoyis all of rabbi pam rishoyna ushniye v'shoisik zoicha lahavchim bein dine momenes ledine foshes. That is the rif. The snan rabbi shmoel oima haroitze she yischakeim Yasek b'dinei momenes she'ein lecho miktsoya b'toyre yoyse mehen she'ein kemaya noveya. That means that the amkus of dinei momenes is gewaldig. So in order to be zoiche, to have a avchon in these dinim, one had to be soivel a lot from the Rebbe. He was mevaze himself. Then he's zoiche to have a avchon in dinei momenes. Let us see Rashi. Mitz cholov yoytzi chemo. Hamoytzi es a cholov shemotzatz mishtei imoy al divrei teure chemo iloy. So it'll be zeichet to chemo. Mitz af hamoytzi he sucks in the loshen of mitzitze kas rabbi v'soiv loy yoytzi hilches dam lo mosom. This nan shedine momenes amukim hein Baroitze she is chakem yasek bedine momenes, she miktsoye betoire godel mehem. Omar ab shmur ba nachmeini maidach siv, im novalto bi hisnase, im zamoiso yad lepe. Kol amenabel atzmai al divrei teire, if a person is menabel self al divrei teire, soifoy le hisnase. That means that the menabel atzmoi sheshoyel l'raboi kol svei koysov v'af al pi sheyesh bem shechaverov maligimolov. He's not chas on his covid, he wants to understand Torah, so the seifoy l'isnase v'im zomam yad lepe v'im zamoiso shesosamto picho milishel. He stelt sich to ask loshen zomam tabasha ritzu shetoichvim Bechaitim beheime shasakeh roim, v'nois noise bisfoser lo teifrom yachad lo soismon. If he shut his mouth, soifor shetiten yad lepek shehi shalucha v'loiteida lohoshiv. Posach abnechemye bechvoy dachsanye v'dorash. May dachsiv ayoymer shol elakeini, lechu suru rudu rdu mitoich amoleiki, pen oisivcha imoy. Va'ato osiso chesed im kol b'nei Yisrael. Amor Diki Gemore, that the Shol told the b'nei Yisrael that va'ato osiso chesed im kol b'nei Yisrael. So see, v'aloi dvorim kal b'choyma. U'ma Yisrael shloi korav es moyshe elu lechvoid atzmoy, kach amareyach palmet chochem b'seich beisoy u'machilei u'mashkei u'mahani menechosa b'lachas kamo v'kamo. So what is this korav es moyshe? So Rashi says, osiso chesed she'achilom. When he came, when Yisrael came, so he made a sude. Zvochim v'oilois. She'nemar v'yovoi arein v'chol zikne Yisrael lecho lechem. So Rashi in Shmuel says that it seems Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he was Oymed Aleim, but Al Kapodim seems he also was Nene from the Sude. Be'etzem Yisraim came and he made a Sude, and the Sude was L'kvoid Atzmoy. In the Posik is Machshiv, this Sude, Ato Asiso Chesed, since you did Chesed with the Gedoyla Yisrael, so the Pasuk says, Va'ato asisa chesed im kol b'nei Yisrael. So Memelis of the Gemara says, Ma'arich talmud chochem b'soich b'yisoy, Ma'achilo yem ashkei mahanim in achosov, al achas kamo v'kamo.